Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my guest is Rachel Archelaus, and we're going to be talking about intuitive art, learning the language of your higher self. Rachel is an internationally known spiritual teacher, artist, and business mentor. She works with the helpers and healers of the world who feel a calling to live their purpose and teaches them how to create a lucrative business based on their passions and talents. Rachel founded the Intuitive Art Academy and certifies people in her own method of intuitive art. This modality allows people to channel their highest wisdom to solve problems outside of their heads in an easy, creative manner. She is co-host of Soulfulpreneur Radio and has written 4 books on intuition and intuitive art, and creates weekly videos and articles to help people connect with their purpose and live authentic lives. She grew up seeing angels and talking with her spirit guides, so she has always known that there is more to this world than just death and taxes. Her connection to the spirit world has shown her firsthand that creating the life that you want is more energetic than linear. Rachel's core teaching is to align with the higher self to manifest your destined life, because that is part of us that creates our reality. Her approach may be far from mainstream, but her clients will tell you that it works. You can find out more by visiting her website, which is www.rachelarchelaus.com, and I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Rachel to the show. Good day, Rachel.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure, and thank you for joining me. I'm really looking forward to talking about intuitive art and your work, and I know several people who are just in the beginning stages of discovering that in themselves. So I know this is going to be very helpful, at least to those people, if not more. So let's go ahead and start. First of all, would you mind sharing a little bit with the listeners about your journey and how it is that you came to focus your life and your passion in the area of intuitive art?
Sure. So I was one of those, you know, kids who grew up really differently. You know, I think a lot of us probably who are listening too, you can relate to, you didn't always really fit in. You kind of knew you were special, whether you were psychic or not, you know, you saw the world differently. So that was me for sure. I was always playing by myself and creating and doing fun artistic things and reading. And I was doing that one morning. I think I was about 11, and I was painting the top of a cardboard box for my mom. And I just looked down, and I looked at the painting. It was just an abstract. It looked like a black cross, and it had 4 different shades of coral or orange in the sides. And something just popped into my head to where I knew what it meant. And it says that my mom was compartmentalizing her problems. And I was 11, so I didn't really know what that meant.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And it felt like that knowingness just landed in me. I didn't really come up with it. And so I went over to her and I ruined her birthday surprise. But yeah, but I had to know, like, if this was true. And so I said that to her, you know, do you compartmentalize your problems? And it turned out to be true. And you know, she was dealing with an awful lot that she wasn't sharing with my dad or with the kids. And so that really left a profound curiosity in me and knowing, okay, can I do this again? Will this happen again? What is, you know, what's going to happen if I keep drawing and painting? What am I going to find out? And over time, I just kept doing it. And I realized that there was a pattern and that all of the colors meant the same thing every time. So black was always like a separation color, a boundary color. And orange was always a thinking color or a mental color. And so over time, I began to be able to read the art before that voice would tell me what it meant, because it was now like a system. And so I started teaching people in my early 20s and noticed that in the way I was teaching it, everyone could do it on the first try. So they could ask a question and get an answer. And I realized that we're talking to our higher selves. So we're able to really get information that's really to the core of our emotional state, and it's about our bigger purpose in general. And we were really finding that there was no limit to the question that we could ask and still get really amazing, accurate information. So that was kind of the journey of intuitive art. And now I teach it to people all over the world, and we have certified intuitive artists who have made this like their, you know, their practice and integrated it into their work in over 7 countries, and it just kind of took off.
Wow, that's great. That's great. You know, it's I found that, you know, the expression, you know, through art, you know, even written word, just putting pen or pencil to paper or anything, you know, to paper is such a wonderful way of getting, you know, in tune with that higher self. So now let's go ahead and I guess maybe define what intuitive art is. Is that basically expressing through art what the higher self wants you to know?
So it can be done in a variety of ways. So
okay.
It depends on if you have a question or not. So the intuitive art that I teach, just to distinguish it, is I just call it the Archelaus method of intuitive art, because there are other people who use the term intuitive art, and we do something a little, not similar. But it's just a way of accessing your greater wisdom. So, for instance, if I go and sit down and I do a painting and I don't ask a question, then it's just a message. It's just an expression of energy that, you know, either my higher self wanted me to know or it was important that I got out of me. But if I sit down with a question and I say, okay, higher self, show me what my relationship looks like right now, then I will get that specific, channeling or signature or answer that I'm looking for. Yeah. So it works both ways.
Okay. Well, okay, that's good to know. Now, and then you say that you've taught this, so anybody can do this? I mean, it doesn't require artistic skill, so to speak?
It doesn't. You know, it's really cool, because what we're doing is it's just a scribble. It's not even something that you'd necessarily hang up and look at on your wall for, you know, or like go in a gallery, although sometimes they do turn out really pretty. But the basic steps are, so you ask a question and then you close your eyes and you let your hand create whatever it needs to create. So you let your hand pick the colors, you let your hand do the drawing, and it's really quick. It's about 60 seconds to 2 minutes. And then when you're done, you open your eyes and then you can decode your drawing based on the colors in there. And everyone has different color meanings, so it's always going to be personal to you.
Okay, so now when you mentioned for you the black and boundaries and compartmentalizing and orange, those were specific to you. Those were meanings that year were associated for you. For other people, black may be something different.
Exactly. Yeah. And I teach everyone how to get their color meanings in our intro class.
Okay. Now, what type of medium is this? Is this pencil, crayon? What's the medium used?
I like to use pastel because it blends really well on paper, but you can use anything. For beginners, I recommend just plain old crayons because it's easy and most people have them. But you can use paint, you can use really anything that you have.
Okay. So now, well, not yet. It is good, you know. And it was, gosh, probably in my first year of doing my radio show, I had an intuitive from Connecticut who would use crayons whenever we would have her on to do readings for people,
mm-hmm.
and she would basically start drawing, and by the end of the show we would have had probably 7 or 8 different people who would call in, and her artwork I would put up right afterwards, to show the people exactly what that looked like. And it was every time after that one of those shows, it would never fail. There would be someone who would then pick up the crayons, and go ahead and start and explore. And it's kind of like giving freedom to that inner child that, kind of maybe got lost along the way.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, we have a lot of people who start this process who haven't, they used to be artistic and they haven't done anything in like 20 years. And since this isn't based on the outcome, like that other woman, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure it wasn't based on like what it looked like in the outset.
Mm-hmm.
There's less pressure, it's more free to get into.
Yeah.
I'm also from Connecticut.
Now,
that's really interesting.
Yeah. I noticed that after I said it, it flashed on me there was that connection, but so now with this, is this, kind of a methodology that, for people who have difficulties connecting with their spirit guides or higher self, is this a process that would help facilitate that connection?
Yes, definitely. So like we were saying before, I grew up psychic and I can talk to my guides and see spirits and angels and stuff. So I don't have a problem connecting. But I'm still human, and I have that same doubt and insecurity about things that are in my head and in my body. And over the years of teaching people psychic development, I noticed that the number one reason why people don't trust their intuition is because it's in them. And so with intuitive art, we get it outside of us, and we do it with
mm-hmm.
our eyes closed. And so there's no interference there. Like, it's definitely not your mind. It's definitely not you playing tricks on yourself. And so I've noticed that really helps people. And that's why I use it so much, even though I can talk directly to my higher self. But, it's so much easier to read it on paper.
Yeah. It seems that, with keeping in mind that it's that you're really not concerned with the quote artistic result, that's really not the necessarily what the end result is, then you can eliminate a whole lot of self-judgment that many people would kind of instinctively apply to whatever it is that they created.
Definitely. Yeah. And it's so funny when I teach this, people who've never done it before, and they open their eyes and they see their drawing for the first time, they're often so appalled, because it's just a scribbly mess, and they're not used to seeing that as having any value. But then when they read the colors, they notice that, oh, yeah, it is answering my question. So it's funny how adults, we're so hard on ourselves for everything.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things, first of all, I just do want to let the listeners know that you have some great videos on your website, and I was watching one of them, and in it you talked about how sometimes we don't own our greatness or our talent. I'd like for you to talk a little bit about that, because I think, there are some people out there who just are a little resistant to do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm a firm believer that we come into this life having skills, and especially if you're sensitive, you know, if you're listening to the show, you know, obviously bringing inspiration to earth, this is the perfect title for that, right? I mean, we come in with skills and with amazing gifts to share. And because we do, and we don't have to work so hard at everything, to be good listeners, to be natural counselors, to be artistic, to be whatever it is your gift is, we often downplay the value of that because here in our society, we're taught to value hard work and struggle and, you know, debt and going to college and, you know, gaining our skills in a really hard way. And when you don't have to do that, we often don't value our natural gifts. So I see a lot of people ignore what they're naturally good at and think that they don't have anything of value to offer the world. And I certainly did that too. I mean, I've been doing intuitive art for 23 years now. And I just, you know, 3 years ago, really formally started teaching this as my full-time job. And it's almost because I thought it would be too easy. Like, oh, it's, this is something I can do with my eyes closed, right? I didn't have to really work at it. I didn't have to really learn anything. It was kind of given to me. And so I didn't see the value in it even. And so I think a lot of people are in that state right now where they want to be more independent. They want other people to appreciate them, but they have to start and appreciate themselves first to really uncover what it is that makes them special. And then things, I think, in life will go a lot easier.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think that's such a wonderful point, you know, because so often, you know, whenever you're, first of all, if your gift comes easily, people think that that in itself, being easy, there's something wrong. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it's too easy, you know, then, you know, which is kind of silly. But I mean, it's, I think that goes back to the idea of what you mentioned, you know, when we were socialized, you know, to, you know, working, you know, a hard work ethic and struggle and, you know, those kinds of things that were kind of conditioned, you know, as we were growing up, you know, if anything runs contrary to that, that we sometimes feel that there was something wrong with it. So I understand that. And, you know, and then the idea of, you know, an individual gift, the value of an individual gift, you know, it, to me, it's, boy, I just find it really discouraging sometimes when people don't recognize, you know, that, you know, what they can offer, just because it doesn't have a monetary or easily measurable kind of result, that means it's anything, that it's not worthwhile or valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also that when things do come easily to us, we don't see it as anything special because we think that everyone has it, you know. I see that a lot too, where people don't understand that what they have is a talent or a gift or a skill because they just think it's universal. But yeah, the whole monetization thing is huge. That's like the number one excuse, I think, for people not following their dreams. They think, oh, no one will pay for this, or I can't make a living at this. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I see people making money off of things that are, you know, really weird sometimes. Like I always point out that on YouTube, the highest paid and the highest subscribed people are just playing video games and like talking about it while they're doing it. I mean, they make millions and millions of dollars every year playing video games. And I think that that's amazing. So if they can do that, then you can do whatever it is you want to do and find a way to make a living.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I'm never ceases to amaze me too, some of what people will pay for. But, you know, but I think the key then is really finding out, you know, what it is that is your passion, what it is that really excites you, and following that, you know, because it seems like, you know, with you, I know in one video you talked about like setting up the office, you know, following your intuition. And, you know, and that's the kind of thing that, you know, I think people really could spend more time doing is following the intuition and letting that guide them rather than the logical linear mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we're living in this different awakening world, you know, like our intuition for everyone is getting stronger, and we can see evidence of, you know, the earth awakening, even though there's some crazy stuff happening right now. and our intuition is the part of us that knows the outcome. It knows where we want to go. It knows how we can get there. And so when we tap into that part of us, it's like we're having that map to our success. And so I feel like the easiest way to achieve our dreams is to listen to our intuition, even though it can be scary sometimes because it doesn't always make sense. But, you know, if you just think back in your own life, when has your intuition ever been wrong? I think that's what people need to remember is it's scary, but I've never had a point in my life where I've listened to my intuition and regretted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you know, we have one of our followers in the chat room, Roger, made a comment that I think you could apply to the art as well. He says, I know that when I'm writing, I get an insight and it just flows from out there. And if it's coming out with difficulty, then I'm allowing my conscious self, my ego, to monitor what's being written. So I would think that that would also apply as well to the art aspect.
Definitely. Yep. Yeah, I love anything creative. It's just, it's like you're turning on your faucet, you know, to that direct connection. So that's beautiful.
Yeah. So now when you talked about having people do it with their eyes closed, is that, you know, is part of the reason for that to help minimize that ego consciousness from trying to dictate? Because, I mean, if it's, you know, if I'm watching, you know, when I'm drawing, it's like I'm going to color within the lines, you know, so to speak, you know, rather than if my eyes closed, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, it's for two reasons. So, you know, one of the benefits of doing this method of intuitive art is that it's blind, right? So you can't, when you're done with it, you can't say, oh, well, I did that on purpose. Right? Because the benefit is that it's outside of your head and outside of your body. And we don't want you judging the colors as you're picking them, because it really should all be from your higher self. So, we don't want you picking the colors on purpose, and we don't want you judging them when you do.
So now, when you set this up for, you know, to do, let's say, even to ask the question, do you... Is there any selection process about even putting the colors out? Which colors did you use? I mean, it would seem that just even that process kind of sets the stage for what might come out on paper.
Yeah, so in the beginner class, we just start people off with 11 colors. And it's basically the colors of the rainbow plus gray, brown, black, and white. So it's pretty basic color palette. And that's what we bring people through in the color meditation to find out what those colors mean. So they do have a limited selection. And it's enough to get them started. That's what I started with as well. And so people get great answers just from that. But then when you go on, so if people in the certification program, I teach them how to read every single color and like how to know what happens if you create a color on your paper. So a lot of times colors will overlap. And so it's like blue and red overlap on your paper and it makes purple, you know, you can tell what that means. Or if it makes a new shade of light, a lighter color or a darker color. So there's definitely an advanced, you know, stuff you can get into, but the original 11 colors is enough, and it also doesn't overwhelm somebody who's new.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. Well, we're about halfway through, so I want to take just a quick 90-second break, and I do want to invite listeners that if you would like to ask Rachel any questions, you can call in at 619-789-4359. Or for those of you in the chat, if you have any questions, feel free to type them in, and or any comments like Roger had, feel free to type them in, and we will be sure to address them. So, and then when we come back, Rachel, one of the things that I noticed, you had one video where you went to a like a New Age music award kind of thing, and then you did art with the music. So I would like to talk a little bit about the accompaniment, you know, art and music, and kind of how they fit together.
Perfect.
Okay, great. So everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very brief break. Hello. This is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope that you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link to the approximately 1,000 shows that we have had over the past 5 years. Our show is available as a free podcast in the iTunes Store. You can subscribe there, or even quicker, there is a link to our show on iTunes on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, etc., and we have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. And finally, also on the site is a link to the great products we provide. Books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store with essential oils and personal and spa products. There is so much for you to explore and enjoy on our website, www.biteradio.me. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show. Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is Rachel Archelaus, and we're talking about intuitive art and learning the language of your higher self. Again, you can find out more by visiting her website, which is rachelarchelaus.com. And again, I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. Okay, so with that, we're back, Rachel.
Hello.
Hello. Okay. Well, you know, like I mentioned before the break, there was that one video on your website your most recent post, were at a New Age Grammy kind of music award kind of ceremony, and there was you up on stage with a bunch of musicians. So, I would love to kind of hear about that particular experience and what it was that you were expressing through the intuitive art.
Sure. So we haven't really talked about the idea that this is channeling. So I'll just mention that. Channeling is something that everyone does. Like your commenter who was talking about writing, you know, when he's in the flow, we consider that channeling. And when we're doing intuitive art and really drawing through our higher self, that's channeling too. And you can channel anything, it's basically taking energy and converting it into something else. And so in my case, I'm taking energy of a song if I'm drawing along to music, and I'm converting that into a drawing. And so I have a friend who's also a New Age composer, and she was asked to perform at this New Age Grammy ceremony. And so I went along, and up on stage as she was playing, I was drawing the energy of the songs on a big piece of paper on stage next to her. And, you know, something that's always gone really well together is, you know, drawing and writing and music and all sorts of art forms can link together really well. And so, yeah, it's super fun. And I just let go. I do the same process of allowing my hand to do all the work and to pick the colors. So I'm not really looking or engaged. I'm just making sure the easel doesn't fall over and that I don't drop too many pieces of pastel. So it's super fun, and that was just an amazing experience. I was the first artist to ever be on stage there, and I think now that they see how well they go together, they'll probably have more.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like it's a wonderful combination. I mean, you have makes it multi-sensory. You got the vision and the auditory aspect, you know, to it. So when people are, in doing this in intuitive art, or either asking a question or just even randomly kind of getting messages, do you encourage people to have music, or is that a distraction, or is it up to the individual?
It's really up to the individual. I know people who work with music in the background, and that helps them to relax, you know. But for me, if I have music in the background, then I'm focused on the music. So it's definitely up to you as to whether it helps you get in the flow or if it takes you out of it. But if your intention is to draw along to music, then obviously, you know, pick stuff that you want to do, because it's really, they're two separate things. So doing the intuitive art as the healing modality, as the talking to your higher self, is kind of one thing. And then using it creatively, I see as sort of a different thing. So I will often put music on and draw to that for fun, and put it on my, you know, creative writing blog. And that's, yeah, it's a nice way to engage with the music too.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, it sounds like it's whatever the intention of the art is, whatever it is. It seems like that is kind of the important guiding factor, is what is your intention in the expression of the art.
Exactly. Yeah. And that really will dictate if you're using crayons or paint, or if you're putting music on, or, you know, what your setting is too.
Yeah. Now, one of the things, also an area that you address, again, on your website, and I do, you know, invite people to definitely check out your website. You have some wonderful videos and references there. You talk a bit about manifestation. And I know for so many people, you know, that can be a real challenge to help manifest what it is that they want, you know, in life. And so, In your work, you know, how does, you know, let's say the intuitive art, or is there any other maybe steps that you suggest to people to help with that manifestation process?
Yeah, so we all tend to make manifesting really complicated, and I can attest to that in my personal life as well. There are some things that it's been really easy for me to manifest, and then other things it's been really hard. And,
oh yeah, I know that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right? We all have our stumbling blocks with that. And I think part of it is about what we talked about earlier, and we tend not to appreciate what we do get or what we do have enough. And when I started doing that, when I started actually writing down and noticing, okay, maybe, you know, I got a free iced tea from Starbucks today, or I found a penny on the street, or someone paid me a compliment. The tiniest little things, when we notice them, then it will multiply and we'll get more. There's this analogy that I used to use when I was teaching psychic development, and people always wanted to be like hit over the head with their messages. You know, they wanted them shouted.
Mm-hmm.
When in actuality, you know, intuition is a very soft voice. But I would say to them, you know, like, if your dad, when you were 7, gave you 50 cents for allowance, and you were grateful for that, and you, you know, bought your stick of gum, and you were really excited about it, or you saved it up, and you were going to spend it on something bigger, but you knew that it would take a few weeks, and you were okay with that. If you were grateful, then your dad would be much more likely to kind of help you out on that bigger purchase, right? He would see that you're appreciative, and he'd kick in a few bucks if you wanted to buy something for $5. But imagine if he gave you 50 cents and instead you threw a little tantrum and you threw it away and you were like, that's not enough. I can't buy anything with this. I want more. I need more. I don't think your dad is probably going to help you buy something if you don't appreciate the gift in the first place. And so whether you're trying to be more intuitive or hear messages or manifest, it starts with appreciating what we have, and that can really add up quickly. So if you start appreciating the small things now, you'll see even in a week or two that those things are bigger and bigger. One of the other things that I noticed is that we often don't know what we want, and we'll kind of skimp on this part where we'll just think, oh, I just want $1 million. I just want to win the lottery. I just want to travel all the time. But I think another key to that is knowing how can you get what you want right now, even if it's on a smaller scale. Like, what would you do with the money? What would you buy? Can you buy a smaller version of that? Or can you give yourself a taste of that? Or if you want to travel more, where can you go that's near you? Maybe it doesn't cost money for a plane ticket, but can you discover in your local area and get into the feeling of what you want and give that to yourself now? So that's something else that has really been pretty transformational in people and in me, just giving yourself the feeling of what it is you want and giving yourself time to discover what that is.
I've noticed how important it really is to tap into that feeling, that emotion. I mean, it seems that, you know, it's once you experience that seems to create that inner drive or the inner motivation, inner belief that, you know, what you want to expect, then, you know, and then it kind of works its way outward from there.
Yeah. We're not as limited as we tell ourselves we are. You know, like, we're all adults. There's no one forcing us to do anything. And we don't give ourselves that luxury of thought. You know, yes, we need to uphold our responsibilities at the moment. But, you know, even that can change. If you really want something, there's absolutely a way to make it real. And that's part of manifesting. You know, it's not just waiting for the universe to deliver you anything. It's you taking control and making yourself the leader in your life and seeing how it can work right now. Because it's astonishing. You know, manifesting the life of your dreams is often way cheaper than you think, and you're closer to it than you think. That's what I keep finding anyway. My dreams keep needing less and less money, even though I'm doing more and more that seems like, you know, frivolous or big or contains a lot of travel. It's pretty neat.
Yeah. Well, that's, and I'm glad that you said that, because it's one of those things where, you know, what it is that we are wanting, you know, what our dreams are, what we're like you talked about travel, you know, I mean, you know, my dream may be, you know, travel the world, you know, but in essence, I'm really longing just for that sense of travel. So whether maybe it'll be across country, maybe it'll be, you know, to the beach or the mountains or that kind of thing, but just instilling in within me that, you know, getting away from the norm where I am at, you know, just that whole sense of travel, you know, that's, you know, getting that feeling is really what's critical, and experiencing that is what's critical.
Yeah, we're really the only ones talking ourselves out of it. Like, it's just your head that's saying you can't have something. So, yeah, once you discover the feeling you're going for, you can have it. You can give it to yourself now, and it may turn into something bigger. You know, it may turn into that trip around the world, but you got to start where you are.
Yeah. You know, and I also think that a big part of, you know, that dream, whatever that dream is, if you can create, if you can recognize that not only what will this do for me, but what will it do for other people in my life, or, you know, what, how can I make a difference, you know, in other people's lives? Mm-hmm. I think if you're able to make the dream bigger than yourself, then that would also add a lot more push to having it manifest.
Yeah. And that's another sort of sticky thing where people don't see the value of what they're doing. You know, like I actually pay for this couple's videos who were living in an RV and traveling around the country and now just sold it and moved into a sailboat and are now going to sail around the world. And they are on Patreon. If you've never heard of that, it's like a way to support content creators, so videos or books or whatever. And so I pay $2 a video to see their new content. And they're inspiring thousands and thousands of people. They have, I think, almost 100,000 subscribers on YouTube. And they're living their dreams, right? But they're also doing something bigger than themselves. And it actually pays their rent. So it's really cool how all of that works together.
Yeah, the boy. Now, what was the name of that again? Patreon.
Patreon, yeah, PATREON.com.
Okay, great. I'm gonna definitely check that out. excuse me. One of the things I did want to make sure that we let the listeners know is you have on your website a link to a free intuitive art class, and it's via the intuitiveartacademy.com. So would you mind sharing with listeners exactly what that is? Because that's, you know, I think if anybody were to be able to get a free introduction, that would be very helpful.
Yeah. So I decided a long time ago that if I wanted to make this modality accessible to everybody. And so online, we do have a full-length free class that'll teach you the entire process, and you'll get your own color meanings. And that's at intuitiveartacademy.com. And, yeah, it's right there. You can take it anytime. It's pre-recorded.
Okay, great. Wow. So is there any, you know, other maybe information that you want to, you know, tell the listeners, provide the listeners as far as, you know, what it is that you also offer? Because I also noticed that you do some business mentoring as well.
Yeah. So I love helping helpers and healers. Sometimes they call themselves light workers who, you know they want to help the world. They know they want to make this world a better place and, you know, raise the consciousness of the planet, but they just don't know what to do, or they don't know what their own purpose is. And so I help people like that find out really what is in their heart to create and do, and create a business around that that's in alignment with them. I think the biggest thing that I see that is a pitfall for people who just want to help is that they start listening to too many online teachers, or they, you know, and they think they have to build a business a certain way, but it's not necessarily in alignment with them. And what mm-hmm. I mean by that is, like, there's a lot of old ways of doing business where there's a lot of rules. Like, you have to have, you know, clients and charge this much, or you have to have a physical store, or you have to do your marketing this way, or you have, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I think mm-hmm. right now we're in a place where we're actually creating a lot of new ways to do things, and we don't have to have all this infrastructure. We don't have to have all these rules in order to be successful and work. So just like I was mentioning with Patreon, there are content creators who are just sharing their life story and are making $700 a video, $5,000 a video just for doing that. And sure, it takes some time to get an audience that way, but there's mm-hmm. infinite ways that you can make a living doing what you love to do. And that's really what I help people figure out.
No, that's great, boy. That's a wonderful, you know, because you're right. The business model has shifted completely. I mean, there's, you know, the ways of doing business just does not work anymore. You know, and particularly if an individual is working in something that is spiritually based or is very. It's kind of like their sole purpose. Sometimes that it can be really a challenge to continue, you know, with going down that path and also, you know, making a living from that. So, One of the things before we close is that you talk about on your website about the idea of creating alignment and how important it is about aligning ourselves with our higher self. And so can you talk a little bit about, you know, what that looks like, you know, what alignment looks like, what a lack of alignment kind of looks like in one's life, and maybe how we can, you know, bring ourselves more in alignment.
Sure. So in a nutshell, alignment feels like ease. You know, that state where we get into where things are easy, we're really productive, and we don't feel like we've expended a lot of energy. Or maybe we're doing something that is filling us up and we feel energized from it. We feel, quote unquote, on purpose. Like when we're talking to a friend and giving advice and we just feel so good about it. Or when we're writing and things are really flowing. That feeling and that sensation of being filled up and we have more energy in our body, that is what I consider alignment, or like the physical representation of alignment. And that state there is where you're kind of in harmony with your greater spirit, your higher self, your intuitive peace. Like you're all one with your bigger multidimensional self. And I feel like that's important because that is where we're really wanting to go. We can come up with scenarios that might feel good, you know, to us in the moment, like living in a mansion or living at the beach or traveling all the time. But like we said earlier, we're really chasing a feeling, and that feeling of being on purpose and fulfilled, and like we're using all of ourselves and like we're emotionally happy. And when we're feeling aligned, we are feeling those things. And so the more aligned you are, the more often you're feeling like that, you know, full, energized, fulfilled. And so you can see, all right, when do I feel that way? Maybe I'm doing some journaling. Maybe I'm talking and giving advice to people. Maybe I'm at my computer creating a website. You know, it can be different for everybody. If we stack that in our life, yeah, it's okay. Then we can create a life that's full of the things that create alignment for us. And that is really bringing us in harmony with our purpose and allowing more and more of that good stuff to come in. Is this making sense?
Yes, it is, actually. And I'm sorry, one of the things I was actually doing at this time was there was you offer a free download of a Color Your Purpose book.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I should know better than to try and do something simultaneously, but that does make complete sense, you know, as far as alignment, you know, and that's the one thing that, you know, I find that, you know, like for me, when things do flow smoothly, like there was, for example, there was one thing, I just had this inkling that there was something that I needed to do that has been on my mind for literally for years, you know, and then I thought, okay, I'm going to actually start to do it. And I'll be specific. I felt that it was time for me to update my passport because I felt that, you know, international travel is just something I wanted to do, but I've just felt an urgency for it. and I had misplaced my passport. And for the last few years, I was like, oh, man, you know I need to do this. And so then a couple of days ago, I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have to start from scratch because I can't find it. And, you know, so I went out and literally got the money order to get my, you know, birth certificate, the whole stuff again. But then that was like 2 days ago. Didn't even mail in, you know, the thing to get my birth certificate. And then today, like, you know, about 5 hours ago, I was actually going through some old pictures and passport just falls out right in front of me, you know. So it's like, oh, God. So, I mean, it was, you know, it was one of those cases where, you know, I guess this is also listening to intuition, that it's, you know, it was one of the things that I had, you know, really felt that I wanted to do, tried to do, seemed to struggle for a long time. And then once I realized, okay, I'm going to have to take a step to make it happen. And then all of a sudden it kind of just literally fell in in front of me. So, but I guess that's, you know, once we, you know, get into that kind of flow of alignment, those kinds of things happen.
Yeah. And, you know, your higher self is like the intermediary between, you know, your soul, source, and you here on earth. And it does contain that original blueprint that, you know, the whole life that you were going to come and live on Earth. And so it's basically your best, you know, guardian of that, of your, you know, GPS monitor as well. And so as you step into being more aligned, you can know for sure that you're on your path that, you know, you originally intended. And that's really the feedback that you're getting, is that feeling of being on purpose. Well, that's actually telling you, all right, you're actually synced up with that blueprint, and everything you wanted to happen here in this lifetime is going to happen. So
yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Exactly.
It's like a assurance.
Well, it is, you know, and I know for me, when that happens, to me, it's such a blessing, because so many times we struggle and, you know, sometimes things seem to be difficult, and when they are easy, then it's like, oh, you know, and the first thing I always do whenever that happens is I just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, I really try to express that gratitude, because, you know, I know that it's like you mentioned about that, you know, the dad and the 50 cents, you know, I really want them, you know, everyone to know that I am very grateful for that, you know, keep it coming that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Well, you know, and we're going to be closing in a minute, but one of the, what I was doing, and unfortunately they had me distracted, is you have a free coloring book that people can download. Color Your Purpose, correct? Speaking of purpose, correct?
Yep. Yeah, it's really cool. It'll give you prompts to kind of help you figure out what your purpose is and what you want in your life and what your gifts are. So it's pretty cute.
Oh, great, yeah. And just recognize that there is an audio part to it when you download it. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, so anyway, I'm looking forward to doing that. I've downloaded it, and I'm looking forward to trying that out myself. So, well, Rachel, this has really been great. Now, I do want to let people know that you are on Facebook and Twitter, correct?
Yeah, you can find me at Rachel Archelaus on both of those.
Okay. And also an upcoming book, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm launching a book with all the information about intuitive art in it, and it'll be out this September.
Oh, great. Well, keep me in mind. Let me know when that happens, because I would love to – well, actually, I'm following you now on Twitter and Facebook, so I'll kind of keep my eye open for it there. But do let me know. You know, it'd be great to see that when it comes out.
Awesome, yeah. And the link for that coloring book is intuitiveartacademy.com/coloring. So you can get that too.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Rachel, for your time. I've really enjoyed this, and I know I'm going to go ahead and get, you know, do some coloring myself and actually, you know, play a little bit.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This was amazing and so much fun. You have a great show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you're very welcome. And again, keep me in mind in that book, and we'll go ahead and do a little plug for that, too, when that comes out, all right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome. Again, everyone, today my very special guest has been Rachel Archelaus, and we've been talking about intuitive art and learning the language of your higher self. Again, you can find out more by visiting her website, rachelarchelaus.com. There is a direct link to that in the show page description, and definitely check out her videos, and she's also got some great articles, and do get that coloring book, Coloring for Purpose, and try it out. So, and once you do, let her know exactly how much you like it. So, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Show. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth Show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's BITERADIO.ME. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Byte Radio Me, and our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.